Today's second date update is kind of the anti-second date update.
What does that mean?
The girl on the phone doesn't want a date with the guy that she wants us to call.
Oh.
But she does want some clarification. Her name is Steph. Steph, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. So this is a different kind of second date update, huh?
Yeah.
I like how you're laughing.
Thanks. It's just a crazy situation. That's really why I'm calling you guys, is because there's nothing in the handbook about how to take care of this.
What situation are you talking about?
Well, I'm a teacher, and you know, I have some lovely students and everything, and but I'm single. So on the weekends I go out.
Yeah, single teacher. I like hearing from those.
Yeah.
Can I get a little PTA conference?
All right.
Okay, well, no, you may not.
All right.
No.
So you're a teacher and you have great students.
Yeah, but, you know, I am single, so I go out on the weekends. And I was at this bar with my friends, and this guy comes up to me, and he's like, "Hey, do I know you?" And I'm like, that's a pickup line or something, you know, because I didn't recognize the guy.
Right.
And he goes, "You're my son's teacher."
Oh, and okay.
Okay.
So ends up, he actually is, his son Noah is in my class. So I'm hanging with my friends, and then, you know, he just sort of interjects himself into the conversation and is asking all kinds of questions, trying to, like, actually get to know me. And he's crossing that parent-teacher line. You know, it's becoming a little bit more intimate. And then all of a sudden he's like asking if he can buy me a drink. And, you know, I say, no, I don't want a drink. I don't want to have that kind of a relationship with him.
Which means he's not cute enough, right?
Well, I mean, he's decent looking, but I don't want to date the father of one of my students.
Have you ever done that before?
No. I have not. Okay. I have a coworker who did, and she's no longer a teacher because of it.
Oh,
So I just distance myself, you know?
Okay. So he was just like giving you the hard press, and I wanted to buy you drinks and stuff?
Yes. And, you know, I clearly said, no, that's okay. I've got my own money. I can get my own drinks. And then he ends up ordering shots for all of us.
Whoa, okay.
Trying to get the teacher hammered.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of seems like he was trying to get me drunk. I don't know. It just, I had that feeling. And I just I didn't want that.
So did you explain your boundaries to him?
Well, I was trying. He just was not listening. I wanted to be nice because he is the father of one of my students, and I didn't want to cause a rift.
Yeah.
But he actually asked if me and him could actually go somewhere private and talk and get away from my friends.
Oh.
So he was like, just come on, let's just sit at the table and just get to know each other. And I was trying to be nice. So I said, okay, we'll sit for a few minutes, but then I have to leave. And I just kind of made a signal to my friends, and kind of save me, rescue me. But they were laughing. They were laughing at me.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. They probably thought it was hilarious.
I would have done the same thing if I was your friend.
Well, I really had no choice. So I sat down and talked to him, and he's asking all kinds of questions. And yeah,
it must be awkward when you go to class and have to teach his son now. Just
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, it is very, very awkward. But that's not the end of it. I finally escaped, essentially. It felt like I was just having to escape. And then he offered to take me home. And I was like, no, I've got to ride with my friends. And he's like, well, hey, you know, why don't we just buy some shots and then head on over to my place and just, you know, keep the party going.
Wow, he was trying to get it in.
I was like, no. And so I get out of that. And a couple days later, he starts texting me.
Whoa.
Here's the creepy part. My cell phone is not public knowledge. I have a school line that they can call, but my cell phone is not public.
So wait, did you give him your number?
No, I did not.
Do you think one of your friends gave him your number? Trying to mess with you?
I don't know, but he somehow got my number and he's texting. Okay, you know, that was great the other night. Why don't we continue on? Let's go on another date. You know, like, I've got some ideas, and I'm just like, I can't do that.
Are you responding to him?
No, I don't know what to say to him. That's exactly why I'm calling you guys, is because I don't know what to do. I mean, there's that fine line, and this is such a freaking awkward position. And, you know, he keeps asking me if we can go on another date. We've never even been on my first date.
Oh, my God.
So he thinks he obviously thinks that your hangout, when he saw you at the bar and tried to get you drunk and take you home, was a date.
Yes. He thought that was a date, and it was not an actual date. We did not.
Gosh.
He did not ask me out. I did not say yes. I actually was telling him no the whole night, and I don't know why no means yes to him, but that's what he's hearing. And I don't know. He's delusional.
And why haven't you just texted him and said stop?
Because I just don't want to talk to him. I don't want to engage with him. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I just don't want to continue the conversation. I just need. I need you guys.
So you want us to call him and tell him that you guys never went on a first date to begin with, and no, there will not be a second date or any other dates in the future.
Are you guys able to do that?
Absolutely. We can do that.
We're good at that.
We'll play a song, come back, and then call this guy and tell him why you're not calling him back. It's way different than any second date update we've ever done, but we'll do it right after this.
Thank you.